Hello everyone, welcome to our daily Mama. You know what, in life there are so many things that we are actually worried about. It could be the food, the finances that we have, or even the clothes that we wear. But one thing that I want us to be assured of is that in the Bible, there is actually a promise and a command for us not to worry. Today, if you have your Bibles with you, kindly open it with me in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 to 26. The word of the Lord says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" May the good Lord bless the reading of His word. Now, one thing that I want us to be aware of, that during this time, Jesus Christ performed a miracle in front of the disciples. And before this, when Jesus Christ gave those commands while He was in the Mount of Olives, Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. And Jesus asked the disciples that whenever they will pray, they need to ask their daily bread from God. And so one thing that I want us to understand is that the worrying is something that is very natural for us human beings. We have to understand that it is something that God and Jesus do not want us to do and commit. So if you're going to ask me, what is one thing that we need to do for us to stop worrying? The first thing that I will teach you is that we have to pray. Prayer is a wonderful tool for us to do because it allows the worry, the anxiety to disappear because we come to approach the throne of God. And one thing that we need to know about God is that, you know, our God is in control of our lives. Therefore, every food, every clothes that we need, or anything, basic need that we need, we can know that our God is in control and He is readily available to supply all of those things. And the second thing that I want us to understand here is that we can always rely on God's goodness and grace. In the Bible, it says there that God's grace is sufficient for us. And because of that, we can actually know and understand that His grace will always be available for us. And the third thing that I want us to do whenever worrying or anxiety is something that is very natural and innate and is happening for most of those times in our life, we can always set our mind on those things that would make sense in our Christian life. In our Christian life, the worrying is something that is inevitable. We can actually see and understand that, you know, we can fix our mind on something that is more eternal than temporal in our lives. And so the worrying is something that we cannot avoid in our lives. Still, we can do these things. We can rely on God, pray for the things that we need, and change and allow our minds to, you know, set it on the things that is eternal than temporal. Allow me to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for granting us this time. Allow us to know your goodness and your faithfulness, and above everything else, may your power continually rest in our lives. Help us, Lord, not to worry anymore, and allow us to continually rely on your power and on your strength. Thank you, Lord, for granting us this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you.